Baseball PhD podcast segment to remember, 2010.
This interview comes from episode 33, Pittsburgh Pirates.
We honor the man who kicked our butts in our baseball prediction contest, Professor Bruce Burkett from the New Jersey Institute of Technology, for winning the 2010 MLB prediction contest. Except he didn't kick our butts, he just kicked mine.
A great and honored welcome on Baseball PhD to Professor Bruce Burkett of the New Jersey Institute of Technology. How are you today, Professor?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for having me.
The purpose of this interview is simple. It's time to pay homage to the power of math and a man who believes in the power of math. In March, you predicted who was going to do what, and as we stand at the end of the 2010 Major League season, you have successfully predicted 6 of the 8 playoff teams. Unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, it's amazing what a little math can do for you. And it turns out that I did pretty well compared not only with the people on your site, but I checked on some other sites on Yahoo and Sports Illustrated, and I did pretty well in comparison to them as well.
No, I am very, very impressed now that it's October. In March, when I first interviewed you, I knew you were a smart math professor, but you mixed that with baseball intuition. You were right. The Phillies were going to win the National League East, even though the Braves were in first for a while, and they ended up being the wild card team.
Yeah, and then they just squeaked in there.
They squeaked in there, and I personally got to go to Turner Field this year. I saw the Braves lose a game against the Giants that they should have won, and I guess the scarier thing when we talk about the power of math, these guys play a 162-game schedule, and 24 hours ago, you had San Diego playing San Francisco to see who's going to win the National League West, and if the Padres had won, you would have had a three-way tie for the last two playoff positions.
That's right. And not only that, I had the Giants and the Padres at the bottom.
Well, that was the only, you know, let's go through what you were wonderful at. And you picked the National League East, but when we get to the American League, you were perfect. You picked all four teams.
Right.
You know, the Yankees and the Devil Rays, the Twins and the Rangers.
Right. And the Rangers, I think very few people picked the Rangers.
And that took courage in March for you to look me right in the eye and say, no, it's going to be the Rangers. So you're perfect in the American League. You got two of the four teams right in the National. In the Central, sure. Everyone thought the Cardinals were going to be great.
Right.
The Reds.
The Reds, yeah. Who would have thunk?
That's why you play a season.
That's right.
That's why you do it. And then when we get to the National League West, it's even crazier because nobody thought that the Padres or the Giants would be battling it out on the last day. You had them at the bottom of the NL West, and you know what? Those Dodgers and Diamondbacks, they just didn't perform well.
Well, I didn't figure out how to include a divorce in the whole makeup of the model. You know, and then the Dodgers are going through that messy divorce, and you know, a lot of people say that that really influenced how the team did.
That's the random number generator of life.
Right.
That's what happens. But Professor Burkett, you're magical, and we're very honored that you participated, and you're the defending champ now. You're our New York Yankees. So next year, as we get ready for our 2001 prediction contest, we'll call you in March, get your interns fired up, figure out the tangibles, and you just hope that there aren't a lot of intangibles, but a job well done, Professor
Burkett. Thank you very much. I have a lot of work to do over the break to maintain the title.
Well, we're going to try to knock you off, but I'm scared. I'm scared that you're Yoda, and we're just mere mortals, and you play with us. And but thank you very much for helping us on our contest this year. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and may the power of math be with you.
This has been a Baseball PhD production. Copyright 2010.